Hello everyone and welcome to American Cafe. My name's Jody.
欢迎大家到美语咖啡屋，我是杨晨。
Hey, 杨晨, I have a joke. Do you have a minute?
Uh-huh.
Okay, did you hear the one about the mushroom who walked into the bar?
一只蘑菇走进一个酒吧，很好笑啊。
Okay, well, a mushroom walked into a bar and the bartender said, Hey, get out of here. We don't serve your kind.
为什么?
That's exactly what the mushroom asked. What do you mean you don't serve my kind? I'm a fun guy. Fun guy. You know, fungus. See, the mushroom's a fungus. Oh, never mind. Come on, it's kind of funny. Young Chen, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Didn't you get it? Fungus, fungi.
是挺幽默的，我相信我们的听众一定在收音机前笑得直不起腰来了。
Oh, you know what? Don't humor me, Young Chen.
错，你还是挺会讲笑话的，继续努力啊。
You know, maybe I should sign up for my friend's comedy class. You know, polish my act a little.
A little?
Yeah, you know, polish it up a little.
well, 真的有这种专门教人讲笑话的课吗?
Oh, sure. My friend Jason teaches a stand-up comedy class, so I went to check it out.
怎么样?有什么收获吗?
Actually, the thing that surprised me the most was how serious the class was. Jason talked a lot about the pain and the sorrow in comedy.
痛苦,悲伤。你确定他们上的是喜剧课吗?
I was surprised too, but well, let's hear from Jason as he describes the philosophy of comedy.
Comedy is actually your pain turned into comedy is what it is. It's the things that affect you in your life. Unfortunately, the things that most people will laugh at are your pain and your sorrow that actually is in their life as well in some sort of fashion, maybe a bad mother, a bad father, bad working conditions, something like that, but they can still identify.
Jason 倒是讲的也挺有道理的哈。幽默呢就是把自己的痛苦经历当笑话讲给别人听，这样呢既可以引起他们的共鸣，又可以让他们哈哈一笑，忘记了生活中的不愉快。的确是很深奥的道理哈。
I agree. You know, we all laugh at things that we can identify with.And as a comic, Jason is not afraid of sharing the most painful parts of his life. During our interview, as we were driving from his stand-up class, Jason talked about how he grew up with a heart condition, his open-heart surgery, and the connection to comedy.
Comedy has always been dear to my heart. I grew up with a heart condition. I had open-heart surgery. I found comedy was the unique thing that would bring people together.And it was always something that I could do to make them laugh and help them enjoy their life and actually take their pain and sorrow of their life, identify it with me, and actually get some sort of maybe a closure or some sort of ending to their saga or their story.
其实我们每个人在生活中都有这样的经历哈。你越是在困难的时候呢，就越想看一些喜剧片或者是听听笑话。
Oh, I think so too.
哎，说到这里，我很好奇。Jason 的学生都是些什么人呢?
Most of the students in the class were older women. There was only one man. Here's Jason again, talking about one of his students.
One of my students had brain surgery, and she wanted to use it as some sort of healing, bring out her pain into the public, and actually to resolve that, and turn her pain into somebody else's happiness. And it's a way of putting closure on events.
Jason 刚才讲的这个学生呢做过脑部手术，他想借助喜剧来恢复健康。对这个学生来说呢 ,putting closure on events 就意味着要忘掉过去的痛苦，开始新的生活。说起来美国这种 stand-up comedy 是一种很特殊的喜剧表演方式，有点类似中国的单口相声。
Stand-up comedy is one of the hardest types of performing. It literally means that you stand up in front of people, make them laugh.
哇，我有个很严肃的问题。要是没有人笑该怎么办?
You know, that's a good question. You feel vulnerable, you feel exposed, you feel embarrassed, you feel naked.
还是广播好啊,我们可以用音响效果来掩饰你的尴尬。
That's right.
哎,要没人笑的话,你按一下按钮,用那个音响效果不就可以了?
Let me tell my joke again and see if it's any better.
嗯,好啊,效果一定很好。
Okay, we'll finish with my joke. Thanks for joining us on American Cafe.
好,我们今天的时间到了,谢谢您到美语咖啡屋,我们下次节目再见。
Okay, so a mushroom walks into the bar. And the bartender says, Hey, get out of here, we don't serve your kind.